One thing in the surgical community, which is quite a hot area of interest as well as studies, is the use of partial breast radiation. We have a study at MD Anderson, multi-center study, that we're participating in looking at the treatment of DSAS with the mammocyte brachytherapy catheter. At first, I was really concerned that patients with DCIS might not be the optimal patients to receive partial breast radiation. But speaking to leaders in pathology, it turns out that DCIS is really a disease that is much less likely to be multifocal and multicentric than invasive carcinoma with or without DCIS. So this is a phase two study. These results probably will come out several years sooner than the randomized trial by the NSABP, which is a randomized study of partial breast radiation for women with DCIS or small invasive carcinoma. Partial breast radiation is given with the mammocyte catheter or three-dimensional conformal radiation. And with that study, I think as people are beginning to use these different techniques, we're really going to need the final analysis on how these patients are going to do, but it's going to be a long time, probably 10 years from now, until we start getting any meaningful data.
I think also the NSABP allows brachytherapy as a third.
Absolutely.
What's your take in terms of those three methods, in terms of efficacy, patient acceptability, and how do you incorporate that into your practice outside a protocol setting?
Currently, we do not treat with partial breast radiation MD Anderson outside of a protocol. We have the NSABP RTOG randomized study as well as the single-arm phase two with the mammocyte. It's interesting, so far, of the patients enrolled in the NSABP study, most of the patients and the radiation oncologists are choosing the three-dimensional conformal technique. Something like 60 to 70% of patients are getting the 3D conformal. There are technical issues which the radiation oncologists point out to me that make one or the other better option for the patient. I think from a patient perspective, almost all of us would agree that we would rather not walk around with catheters in our bodies hanging out for, 5 to 10 days. Actually, they'd rather go in and just have the radiation treatment twice a day without having to care for that catheter. But the patients are very interested in this, and they're very interested to know about the biologic rationale for it. They'd often ask, well, why is my whole breast being treated? And it's a good question.
So I assume in general those patients you've put on that study are getting 3D conformal. What kinds of patients would the radiation oncologist more likely use the mammocyte?
I can tell you the reverse. For those patients where I don't have a good greater than 1 centimeter, 7 millimeters to 1 centimeter breast tissue beneath the skin, those are not optimal.
What are some of the other areas of your own research interests?
Well, at MD Anderson, we're really very interested on the surgical implications of neoadjuvant therapy.